Joining us now, we now have the communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project, Morgan Fox from Washington, D.C. Morgan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Russ.
We were all pretty shocked by the news that came out on Friday, Senator Cory Gardner saying that he'd spoken to President Donald Trump, who'd assured him that he wanted to see the state's rights to make their own marijuana policies, and that he would back that up if Congress went forward with some sort of legislation. So just wondering how Marijuana Policy Project is taking that news and how much credence you give a promise from Donald Trump.
Well, Trump actually said this on the campaign trail, multiple times coming out in favor of medical marijuana and allowing states to determine their own policies in terms of overall marijuana laws. So I guess it's not too surprising. What is surprising is that the issue actually rose to the level of him mentioning it. Traditionally and throughout this administration, we just didn't think that it would really get on Trump's radar at all. And I think that the only reason it did was because of the leadership of Cory Gardner and, strangely enough, a lot of other Republicans in Congress who seem to be stepping up where Democrats have been a little bit unwilling to take leadership roles when it comes to promoting marijuana policy reform.
What about is this just an empty rhetoric from Trump, though, considering that this has got to make it through the congressional process? And you got people like Pete Sessions and Bob Goodlatte and Chuck Grassley that you're going to have to get through. Or do you think Trump is doing this as a way to apply pressure to those guys to see something happen on this issue?
Well, I mean, we all know how much the administration tends to flip-flop on statements and policy positions, but considering this one is consistent with his positions before being president, I don't think that we're necessarily going to see a reversal on it anytime soon. That being said, I don't think it's necessarily coming out of any sort of a desire to see marijuana be legalized from Trump. What I think it was really based on was the fact that Senator Gardner was holding Department of Justice nominees until he got clarification. And since Jeff Sessions was pretty much unwilling to provide a clear statement to him in the aftermath of rescinding the Cole memo, saying that he was not going to go after state legal marijuana businesses or providers, that Gardner just went over his head. And it's pretty clear that Department of Justice is in need of new blood, basically, from the administration standpoint. They want to get their people in there. So if they need to make promises to Gardner in order to make that happen, then it makes sense that they would do that. In terms of its practical effect, obviously, it still needs to go through Congress. But I think that this statement provides a lot of cover for skittish Republicans out there who might not have voted for it, particularly some of them in key committee positions.
Is there a fear, though, that Trump can make this promise and then the judicial nominees get through, and then if the bill doesn't get introduced or it gets held up in committee, Trump's not to blame? He wins on the judicial nominees and doesn't have to give anything on the marijuana issue.
Well, that's certainly a possibility, but it all really depends on whether or not Jeff Sessions is continuing to send out that sort of rhetoric and whether he really wants to crack down on this when he's got a lot of other things to worry about. I think that it would make Trump look bad politically and weaken his position if if he was able to get nominees through and then they immediately started cracking down. But it's a possibility. So I'm hoping that at the very least we see some movement on comprehensive legislation over the next couple of weeks, and it looks like we're about to. I read today that Dana Rohrabacher is going to be introducing new legislation that hopefully will be tailored specifically to basically slide under the radar and not annoy any of the long-term drug warriors that are in powerful positions in Congress and not overstep the bounds of what Trump said that he would support, but that would still be more or less amenable to most people who care about states being allowed to determine their own policies.
You spoke of the cover that Trump might be giving to skittish Republicans. I would think some more cover was generated by the former House Speaker John Boehner getting involved with a major cannabis firm out there. And even on the social side of things, Gene Simmons, the rock star from the group Kiss, who was a notorious anti-drug spokesperson in the 80s, has gotten in bed with one of these companies as well. Is money really the issue here that's changing a lot of Republican hearts and minds on this? And do we care that it's money that's bringing them about to legalization? Is there something you worry about in that angle?
Well, for some people, I'm sure it's the promise of eventual profit or the knowledge that this is a burgeoning industry that's going to be worth, you know, tens of billions of dollars over the next few years. But I would like to think that it's also because they've just had an evolution on how they think about this. And it's just unfortunate that it always tends to come after they've already gotten out of office. But having those voices added to the chorus is definitely a net positive. We just need to make sure to hold people's feet to the fire when they do that, to make sure that, you know, they actually can make up for some of the damage that they may have done while they were in office and opposing the policies that they now plan to profit off of. With regard to celebrities, I think that, you know, in particularly in the case of Simmons, this is purely about money.
Well, you know, it's not just Republicans that can be skittish about this issue. Democrats can be skittish as well, as evidenced by, well, at least all the Democrats born 1950 and before. Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, Hillary Clinton are all in this. We still need study when we're talking about medical marijuana. It's been around for 20 years. We still need study. Do you think these moves by these prominent Republicans might light a fire under some of these skittish Democrats?
Well, I hope that it makes them get on board so that they don't get left behind, and they actually are looking out for, you know, at the very least, the health and safety of their party. But beyond that, I hope they really realize that it's ridiculous to try to fight this, and the research is already there, all the information is there. But you're absolutely right. Traditionally, Democrats have been even more skittish than Republicans up until very recently, and we're just now seeing real leadership from people like Cory Booker and Gillibrand and people like that. So I think that overall changing opinions about this issue are probably what's driving Democrats a little bit more than the Republican counterparts coming out in favor, but I'm sure that it has some effect.
Do you think we can survive the irony of if Trump comes along, if Trump is the one who actually signs the bill that ends some sort of federal prohibition, can we survive the irony that it wasn't Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, or Barack Obama, three admitted pot smokers who didn't succeed at doing this, and Donald Trump, someone who's a teetotaler, doesn't even drink alcohol? What would you think of that?
People's political inclinations aside, we'll be able to sit there and figure out how to deal with it emotionally without having to worry about getting arrested. So I think that's a net positive.
I think that's some good news, no matter how you slice it. So Morgan Fox, Communication Director for Marijuana Policy Project, thanks for your input on these issues. We appreciate it.